Brock 107 WIRX. Good morning, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hey, man. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm feeling good today. You know why? Because we're bringing two people together.
Yes.
We're making memories. Mm-hmm. We're making magic happen.
Magic?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's magic, but there's some memories that are going to happen. That's very
cool. If you've missed out on anything, the big setup was trying to get Benny a date for Valentine's Day. We have Shannon.
Son of a bitch, pulled it off.
Yes, and we did it. Now, all joking aside, we've been razzing Benny pretty hard because we have the bar set extremely high. I mean, Hunter, you and I...
Well, we've been razzing him because we're living vicariously through him.
We are.
So there's a little jealousy there, man.
There is, especially because the ladies' men that you and I are, the tail that we used to pull back in the day, like, we get it. We know how to do this game. We've done this dance.
We didn't need help either.
No, we didn't.
I didn't ask for help, though.
Whatever, he came and cried, Brock.
All right, you didn't ask. We just knew. We just looked at you like, this poor pup needs some help.
But all joking aside, Benny, you're a great guy.
Thanks, man.
You got a great sense of humor. You're a musician. You're talented.
Look at that.
You're a hard worker.
Look at that.
And I think Shannon is very lucky to be going on a date with you.
I cannot believe that just came out of his mouth.
But with that said, though, Benny, it's yours to screw up. Shannon, how has he done so far?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'm impressed.
Good. Nice. You see him in his environment here working. It's kind of sexy, you know, seeing him do this.
Sexy
radio
guy.
That's my words.
With the headphones and the mics.
I work for the radio.
Look at me. I do that all the time.
I don't do that.
I work for the radio.
So Shannon, really, it's Benny's to screw up now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited for the date tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Good. See, this is nice. This is nice. Look at Benny. Look at this. This is so great. So I guess the final thing we can say is that tomorrow night, Benny and Shannon are going to be going out. Benny, try and do a little bit better on your conversational skills.
Maybe, it will be better.
Maybe make some note cards you can take in your pocket.
I'll write it on my hand.
No, just conversation. No, because knowing you, you're going to get all sweaty and nervous, and then you're going to wipe your face.
Oh, God.
And you're going to have, like, marker all over your face.
What's that saying?
I'll just let you know, I do DJ weddings, so if you guys need... A DJ
awesome.
For your wedding.
Thanks, Hunter. I'll call you.
That's right.
Never.
I'm your man.
And I tell you what, I've hosted a couple christenings for children. So if you need that a little bit later on.
So who's doing? I'm not asking.
If you want to raise, I'll do a bat mitzvah too. I'm okay with that as well. I don't know if either one of you are Jewish.
I'm not Jewish.
All right, good. Okay, so bat mitzvah's out of the question. But I think,
can we not talk about that?
What? We can't talk about your future kids? Come on, guys. Too soon? Too soon?
This is the first time I've seen her blush
this whole time.
I think you finally maybe went past that invisible line.
We did it.
Now, Shannon, do you have a cute dress picked out for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's blue.
Oh, blue. Very nice. What are you wearing, Benny?
I didn't know I had to dress up.
Oh, God.
What are you wearing? Sweats?
If you're wearing your Hanson Nirvana t-shirt tomorrow, I'm going to be very upset.
You need to wear blue, too.
I've gotten a lot of compliments on this shirt.
Okay,
I will wear blue.
Wear blue. But don't outshine her, which is
I have like
not
a baby blue
happen.
Shirt and there then like go. a gray and blue bow tie.
Now, and get her some flowers, okay?
Lady in blue coming through.
Well, this is good. Well, Shannon, we appreciate you coming in. You are a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting up early and coming out. Mm-hmm. And I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, she got up early for this.
Poor girl.
Look, now I'm... Now I'm even degrading myself.
That's right. All right, set the bar low. Well, I'm excited. And Benny, we're going to give you some gift certificates so you can use
those
tomorrow. I don't know yet. I got to figure out what I got gift certificates for. Right. It may be Chuck E. Cheese. I'm not sure yet.
I'm cool with that, honestly.
We're going to get you a room at the Red Roof Inn.
There you go. They got that jungle room, don't they, at the Red Roof Inn?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got a nice heart. They got a nice heart bathtub.
We'll get you a loincloth.
Isn't that the one
with Tarzan in the jungle room? I love it.
Isn't that the one there with the roaches?
I think so.
Jesus.
Just adds to the ambiance of it.
Of the jungle.
That's right.
Cockroaches.
Get one of those hotels with the vibrating bed is what we need. We did it, Hunter. We finally got there.
I had no idea the beers were going to explode like that. Classic.
Well, Shannon, thank you so much. You're
Thanks
a doll. We
me.
Appreciate it. We'll probably give you a call, do a follow-up, see how Benny did. Benny, I got faith in you, buddy. Good luck.
Thanks, man.
Good luck.
I appreciate it. That's the nicest thing. No, it's not, actually. We'll see if that good.
All right, let's do your WTF of the day.
Brock, what the f***? What's the problem, Brock? Come on. Brock, what the f***? This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Well, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, let's talk about cheating on each other.
No,
you know, a guy in the French. Screw this holiday. It sucks. A guy in the French Riviera was cheating on his wife. And he'd take Ubers to see his other woman.
That bastard.
What a son of a bitch. God. Well, one time, he logged into his Uber account from his wife's iPhone to get a ride. Well, then he logged out. Well, technology was not nice to this guy. There was a glitch. And even though he was logged out of his wife's phone on Uber, his wife kept getting notifications about where he was going. That made her suspicious, and eventually she figured out he was having an affair and divorced him. This is the best part.
He's an idiot.
The guy is suing Uber for $48 million.
Oh, come on.
For destroying his marriage. That's right. It's not his fault for sleeping around with some hussy. It's Uber's fault for having him get caught.
It wasn't me.
Damn
the
Uber.
Damn app.
My wife and I could have worked through this if it wasn't for that damn Uber. So in his eyes, it's Uber's fault that his marriage ended, even though he was the one that was actually having the affair.
You know, I have a feeling this guy's going to win, too.
He probably.
Unbelievable.
Probably, yeah.
Only in America, folks.
He'll get something for, like, distress or pain and suffering. Good God. But, fellas, if you are listening out there, maybe don't log into Uber if you're taking Uber to cheat on your woman, because eventually you'll get
you're
busted.
You're giving men that cheat on their wives' advice right now.
Well, men who cheated just in general.
Okay.
You know, I guess. Wives, way girlfriends.
Way to turn it around.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, this is what you got to do,
this
guys.
This is what you got to do, okay? Learn from this guy's mistake. It's terrible. Now I'm sad.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.